and use the hashtag MGMakeover.
WMFR in Medford.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
He mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Push it right to the edge.
Frisky, are we?
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
We're the sauce on your steak. We're the cheese in your cake. We put the spring in Springfield.
We're the lace on the nightgown.
The point after touchdown. Yes, we put the spring in Springfield.
Free sauce.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you had now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to play like I do.
Supporters of the plan insist that there should be no problem if one has nothing to hide.
A new mood is in the air in Springfield, as refreshing as a pre-moistened towelette. Folks are finally accepting their feelings and really communicating with no holding back. And this reporter thinks it's about f***ing time.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Funnily, it's layers. Still talk on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
What do you guys think of plastic sushi?
I think you shouldn't eat it.
あなたはプラスティック寿司ストロベリーズ&タイムを聞いています。こちらは WMFO Medford 91.5 FM。
I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, I am.
Plastic.
Strawberries.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
長い夜の闇に寄り添い今夜もため息は満ちた外雨迫る愛しさも絶え間ない幾度
Welcome to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time sound collage. That's right. It's not just a radio program. It's a sound collage. And it's only here on WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform Community Radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert. And in case you didn't already know it, what we do on a Plastic Sushi sound collage is to always start off with some Japanese music. And then we go genre jumping our way through a freeform mix of jazz, rock, funk, punk, electronic, country, classical, disco, ambient, as many different genres as we possibly can that match our theme du jour. And then we take audio clips from TV shows, movies, documentaries, news reports, political speeches, who knows where, and we mix them in between and on top of the music. And tonight, we are celebrating the real arrival of spring, with all the flowers and the trees blossoming. We began the show with the Japanese band, The Brilliant Green, and Flowers was the name of that track. We've got so much great music for you this evening, including a multiply remixed version of Wendy Carlos's epic 1972 ambient masterpiece, Spring, as well as selections from Vangelis, his Soil Festivities album. We've also got the Chemical Brothers and Henry Mancini, that crazy Mexican composer, producer, and all-around sonic genius Esquivel. And we've also got The Cult. And we're also going to be hearing three excerpts from an April 11th talk by Noam Chomsky and Amy Goodman called Internationalism and or Extinction. And that was recorded by anarchist journalist extraordinaire Chuck Yu. And we've also got some AC/DC mix in the mix this evening. And once again, just to be clear, the views and opinions expressed in this sound collage represent those of the people making them and not necessarily the trustees of Tufts University, who actually are legally responsible for WMFO, or these also don't represent the views necessarily of the WMFO exec board or even the show's producer. Yeah, that'd be me. But I hope you find them enlightening and interesting. Backing me up right now is Vangelis, and this is Movement 1 from Soil Festivities. And my ambiance, that's the music I play while I'm talking, well, that's going to be all from Soil Festivities. We've got just enough movements here to cover us, as well as mix in Movement 2 with some Noam Chomsky later on. So, coming up next is a track from one of the most venerable and biggest selling J-pop bands ever. The Southern All-Stars, who formed in 1978 in Japan, and they're still going. They've sold more than 47 million albums and singles in Japan alone. And also in the next set is some Chemical Brothers and Esquivel. And the one of two songs where Angus Young uses a slide to play his guitar. So let's start the rest of your Friday night sound collage party right now. Here's the Southern All-Stars and Shiroi Carnation, White Carnation. on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time Sound Collage at WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform Radio.
We'll be right back. Nature, Mr. Allnut, is what we are putting this world to rise above.
Who is it?
Asthma.
Asthma?
That's right, asthma.
You must have the wrong house. Who's there?
West Nile Virus. Can I come in?
No, you can't come in.
You sure?
Yes, I'm sure. Yes.
Hello, it's Lyme disease.
I am not opening the door for Lyme disease.
I'll be back.
Who is it now?
$5 billion in property damage.
What do you want?
I'm just spreading the love, ma'am.
Go away.
When household pests are in your home, you never know what kind of health and property threats they're going to invite over. This public service announcement has been brought to you by the National Pest Management Association. Visit pestworld.org to become more aware of the serious threats common household pests like mice, roaches, and termites can pose to your health, your home, and your family.
And boy, they aren't kidding. Today, I found ants, 3 ants in total, down in my kitchen and downstairs bathroom. Yeah. But, well, we dispatched them and recycled them. Yes, going back into the earth, the soil, through the wonder of my Somerville approved, supposedly rodent-free composter. And it's a pretty good composter, but the squirrels, I believe it was a squirrel, kind of gnawed its way into one of the side gratings, so kind of vent there. But overall, it works pretty well. Tonight, our theme is spring flowers, as we're celebrating the real arrival of spring with all the blooming trees and blossoming flowers. And we started off that last set with the venerable Japanese band, the Southern All-Stars. That was Shiroi Carnation, White Carnation, from their oh-so-sentimental album. And then we heard a relatively short piece from Smoke and Function called Tibetan Spring, clocking in at 1 minute 36 seconds. Then something longer from the Chemical Brothers called Spring. And then one of my biggest musical idols, that crazy Mexican composer, producer, and all-around sonic genius, Esquivel, the Flower Girl of Bordeaux, from his Music from a Sparkling Planet album. And then AC/DC finished off the music in that set with quite an appropriate song, Stormy May Day, with Angus picking up a slide and playing his SG that way, off of the perfect album Black Ice. And backing me up right now is Vangelis with Movement 2 from Soil Festivities. Are you annoyed by all the airplane noise from flights departing Logan Airport? Well, you know, there are plenty of people who are, because towns west of Boston, like Somerville and Medford and Cambridge and Belmont and Arlington, we've been suffering from loud airplane noise and vibrations because the FAA, in collaboration with the airlines, decided to put 4 highways in the skies over our homes. And on days where the wind comes from the north and the west, well, the air controllers send hundreds of planes over those 4 highways in the skies. Like, sometimes 1 a minute, flying directly over the houses underneath those airplane highways. Ha ha ha. which results in just about near constant noise and house-shaking vibrations. If you're mad as hell about this, well, you can join the Boston Westfair Skies Organization, a group of mad as hell people who are trying to change this. The next meeting, where we're going to discuss the current situation, is going to be Thursday, May 23rd, over at the Belmont Public Library. That's 336 Concord Avenue. They've got an assembly room there, and the meeting will be from 7 to 9 p.m. And if you want more information, especially how about file complaints online with Massport, well, just visit bostonwestfairskies.org. This has been a public service message from people who care. Yes, WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio, and of course, bostonwestfairskies.org. So, I'm really excited because in the next week, I'm going to be a guest on two radio shows. This Sunday, from 2 to 3 p.m., I'm going to be a guest on Marissa and Jenna's wonderful program, Academics on Air. Yes, on Sunday from 2 to 3 p.m. Their final show, because they're graduating seniors. And we're going to be talking about taking advantage of so many free educational opportunities in the Boston area, as well as particularly taking advantage of things here at Tufts, because we know a lot more about them. But then, of course, there's also the outstanding BostonScienceLectures.com website, which is run by my friend, retired journalist, and National Geographic author of the best article I've ever read on tofu. Yes, Fred Hapgood. And he surveys hundreds of organizations around here to compile that list. BostonScienceLectures.com. And then on Thursday, over on WZBC 90.3 FM, one of our non-commercial sister stations, I'm going to be a guest on Maria Cudare's program, Default Mode. And Maria was my classmate for the last two semesters for Professor Dennett's fall and spring sequence of consciousness seminars. And her show, which is on Thursdays at 5 p.m., yes, Default Mode is also academically oriented. And she mixes up psychedelic music with conversations about neuroscience and psychology and philosophy. And so we're going to be talking about topics from Professor Dennett's consciousness seminar and other things that he's talked about in the seven courses that I've been absolutely privileged to take with him here at Tufts. So I'm going to start off a sequence of three sets that each feature excerpts from a talk on internationalism or extinction that Noam Chomsky and Amy Goodman gave on April 11th of this year, which was recorded by anarchist journalist producer Chuck Yu. And this next set is going to, well, they're all actually of Noam Chomsky, because for various reasons that worked out best in tonight's mix. And more particularly, I'm mixing his thoughts up here on climate change on top of a piece by Tomoko Tsunazaki called Haru no Umi, Spring Sea. And that is sandwiched between two flowered theme songs by the kind of electronic techno band My Life with the Thrill Kill Cult. And that starts
I live for drugs.
Right now. Here on WMFO.
It's great.
In Medford.
It's great. I live for drugs. It's great. It's great. I freaked out very, very badly. Freaked out.
Joan. Bitch. I'm gonna find her. I'm gonna kill her.
On Thursday, April 11th, 2019, two stalwarts in the struggle for social justice joined forces in a benefit event at the Old South Church in Boston. Host and producer of Democracy Now!, Amy Goodman, and Professor Emeritus of MIT and author Noam Chomsky talked about current events and the big picture under the title of Internationalism or Extinction. The title, taken from a new documentary film of the same name about Professor Chomsky and his work as a social critic.
Meanwhile, global warming proceeds on its inexorable course. During this millennium, every single year, with one exception, has been hotter than the last one. There are recent scientific papers, James Hansen and others, which indicate that the pace of global warming, which has been increasing since about 1980, may be sharply escalating, may be moving from linear growth to exponential growth, which means doubling every couple of decades. We're already approaching the conditions of 125,000 years ago when the sea level was about roughly 25 feet higher than it is today, with the rapid melting of the Antarctic ice fields, that point might be reached. The consequences of that are almost unimaginable. I mean, I won't even try to depict them, but you can figure out quickly what that means. Well, meanwhile, while this is going on, you regularly read in the press euphoric accounts of how the United States is advancing in fossil fuel production. It's now surpassed Saudi Arabia. We're in the lead of fossil fuel production. The big banks, J.P. Morgan Chase and others, are pouring money into new investments in fossil fuels, including the most dangerous, like Canadian tar sands. This is all presented with great euphoria, excitement. We're now reaching energy independence. We can control the world, determine the use of fossil fuels in the world. Barely a word on what the meaning of this is, which is quite obvious. It's not that the reporters, commentators don't know about it, that the CEO of the banks don't know about it. Of course they do. But these are kind of institutional pressures that are extremely hard to extricate themselves from. Try to put yourself in the position of the CEO of J.P. Morgan Chase, the biggest bank, which is spending large sums in investment in fossil fuels. He certainly knows everything that you all know about global warming. It's no secret. But what are the choices? Basically, he has two choices. The one choice is to do exactly what he's doing. The other choice is to resign and be replaced by somebody else who'll do exactly what he's doing. It's not an individual problem. It's an institutional problem, which can be met, but only under tremendous public pressure. We've recently seen very dramatically how the solution can be reached. A group of young people, Sunrise Movement, organized, got to the point of sitting in congressional offices, aroused some interest from the new progressive figures who were able to make it to Congress under a lot of popular pressure. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, joined by Ed Markey, actually placed the Green New Deal on the agenda. That's a remarkable achievement. Of course, it gets hostile attacks from everywhere. It doesn't matter. It's a couple of years ago, it was unimaginable that it would be discussed as a result of the activism of these group of young people. It's now right in the center of the agenda. It's got to be implemented in one form or another. It's essential for survival, maybe not in exactly that form, but some modification of it. Tremendous change achieved by the commitment of a small group of young people. That tells you the kind of thing that can be done.
And show business too. Is God in show business too?
Flowers.
Christmas flowers.
It's God and show business too.
Tonight, here on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time Sound Collage, we are celebrating the blossoming of spring flowers, of blooming trees, of wonderful weather to walk around outside in. So that last set was just three songs. A piece by the Japanese artist Tomoko Tsunazaki called Haru no Umi. That translates to Spring Sea. And that was sandwiched between two flower-related songs by My Life with the Thrill Kill Cult. The first was A Daisy Chain for Satan, the Acid and Flowers mix. And we closed with Lucifer's Flowers. And on top of Haru no Umi, we heard from Noam Chomsky talking about climate change. And that was recorded by Chuck Yu from a talk that Noam Chomsky and Amy Goodman gave on April 11th. And we're going to be hearing more from that talk in the next set that's going to include some music from Janis Joplin and Henry Mancini and Toccata as well, all on Spring and Flowers. And we're going to start that set off right now with a remix that somebody else made. It's called Dancing DJs versus Roxette, Fading Like a Flower. And it all begins right now. Here on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time Sound Collage, only on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Reform Radio.